Hi, this is the Travel Rat. I couldn't wait till I went somewhere to make my first podcast. So I've gathered together a few clips I made on our visit to the island of Santorini a couple of years ago. I hope you like them.
Santorini was formed in 1450 BC by an erupting volcano, which blew apart a previously round island and just left a shape like a reversed sea. The volcano isn't extinct, only dormant. It does erupt from time to time. The islets off Santorini were formed by volcanic eruptions within the last 400 years. The island is a popular call for cruise ships, although they can't moor here. The harbours are too small. They usually have to anchor out in the bay or the caldera of the volcano and transfer their passengers ashore by means of tender. Also, if they wish to go to the main town, it's perched on top of a sheer cliff, and the only way up is to either climb hundreds of steps, ride on a mule back, or queue up for the cable car. On our first visit to Santorini, we spent most of our time ashore queuing up for the cable car to get us down the hill again. So when we visited on the second time, we thought we would take instead a trip to the volcano crater on the islet of Neakamini. The ship was going to heave to. We would be transferred to one of the smaller harbours, and thence to a kaiki. The ship would proceed on its way to anchor outside the port of Scala.
And we are crossing the hole left by the explosion to see what's left of the volcano on Neakamini Island. At the moment we are sailing in a traditional kaiki, which is mainly wood, and just passing this Neakamini itself, which seems to be made up of this black basalt. We are walking up through the lava field at the moment. It's black ash everywhere and tumbled black boulders. We're told it's about a click in distance. There's a good view of the main island and of Thera and the liners anchor below. We can see Ia over in the distance. So we've reached a point known with a remarkable lack of imagination of point A, where there's a rubbish bin, a couple of sunshades, and a nice view across to Scala and the main island.
Oh, everything is very relative. It refers to the age. So this island, which is called New Volcano, New Bern, it doesn't even have 5 centuries of life. It started with the eruption of 1570 AD. So,
today is actually at the first crater caused by the first eruption. There's nothing to see here apart from a hole in the ground at the moment. But hopefully there's more coming, more to come. Another island come into view. That must be Therasia. It's inhabited in the same way as Thera, with the main town on top and the harbour down the bottom. And here we are at point B, where there's another crater. Again, just a dip in the ground really, but we are going right on past it. The television aerials we just passed are explained. They're monitoring stations, so they get some advance warning the next time the volcano erupts. We are up at the main crater now, and just a short distance from the highest point of the island. Of course, oh, no, it's dust. I thought it was still active. It's just dust blowing about. But we have a great view from here. There's a small island just across the way. Looks as if there's a church and one or two buildings there. The little one beyond is just about inhabited. To my right is the island I spoke about before, with the main town on the top, the harbour down below, and just turning in a clockwise sort of direction is Ia Thera. We are looking towards the top of the mountain now, and over to the east. Yeah, that is steam coming from the rocks in the main crater called George. It's not dust, but if it was smoke, well, I'd probably be in no room by now. We just stopped by a little hole giving off steam, which shows that there is some activity around here.
Yeah.
We are back on land now at the old port of Thera, and queuing for the cable car to take us up to the main town. This is the second time I've been to Santorini, and I spent most of my time queuing up for the cable car.
Benny.
I'm looking at the houses built into the cliff. That's the old ones down at the old port. There are caves beyond. There's one ahead of me actually cut into the house with a balcony out overlooking the harbour. This is Thera, a maze of narrow streets selling just about everything, crowded with people in leather jackets, yellow jackets and dingly danglies around their necks.
I was rather amused by the tour group shuffling around behind the guide, all dressed in identical yellow jackets. For some reason, it put me in mind of the orange overalls they make American convicts wear.
They say the best way to see Santorini is from the sea. Certainly, we are right across from Thera, with the Thera Old Harbour at the foot of the cliff, and the zigzag mule track on steps going down. Also the cable car, if you're prepared to wait. It's a lot quicker when you do get on it though. The port of Scala is some miles to the, about a mile to the south. This is where the car ferries stop. There's a road leading down to it, and that's the only place you can get by road. That's an interesting thing. It looks like an old landing craft. It's of a bow loading car ferry, and it could be the ferry to Thracia. They've got a church right on the cliff edge just outside Thera. In fact, it looks like you have to climb down the cliff to get at it. That is a real sign of devotion. Well, there's a windmill right at the top of the cliff, at just about the highest point of it. The only thing higher, it looks to be yet another church, the bell tower. There's another church on the cliff side, about three quarters of the way up. Again, it looks like you'd have to climb down the cliff to get at it. just coming up of Abim Ia, the other island port. It's the same sort of situation as Theora, but the cliff isn't quite so high, and there looks like a road down to the harbour, or the landing place rather. I count two windmills and the domes of three church towers up on the ridge. Just around the headline. As I said before, we're so rudely interrupted. Here we are just around the headland, and here's the harbour proper, with a good motor road leading down to it, and it looks like intact windmills up on the skyline. Again, a lot of white clifftop houses, with the occasional pink one, the occasional blue one. It looks like there's a pedestrian walkway out to the right as well, steps leading up to the town. Hopefully not as many as there are at Theora.
That's it for my first podcast. I'm sorry it's a bit spotty, but I will get better with practice, I promise. The music's by Kevin MacLeod at all the W's in Computech.com. Hope to see you soon. Bye.